Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Welcome, Jenny. Welcome, Jenny.
Welcome, Carolyn. How are you? We've got hearts for everybody. I already told everybody we love them. We love them. And we're so happy you're here with us this evening and with the inevitable, I mean, the most amazing, the most precious Dr. Carolyn Dean, who we all love and just can't get enough of. And she's here for a whole hour. And she's going to talk to you like she would talk to her best friend or her neighbor or her husband. Or Carolyn doesn't change. She's just straight up. She's direct. And she's going to tell you what she would do if she were you and she had a health issue that she wanted to resolve or a longevity goal that she wanted to meet. And boy, I'm telling you, she's meeting it right now because she is looking amazing and she is amazing. And she's got a few years under her belt. She's been doing this for a long time and she's still just knocking it out of the park. So we welcome you to the show. We've got Q&As, we've got books we're going to talk about, we've got Dr. Dean's medical opinion, which nobody should base any decision on whatsoever. She's just going to talk about her opinions. And we've got our chat line with all of our wonderful people like Elma and all the wonderful Sonia's here, and Michelle's here, and Alan's here, and all of our wonderful people. And so please hang out with us and relax and enjoy. What are you up to, Carolyn? What do you want to talk about?
We've got so much to go over today. I want to dive right in.
Dive in.
Yep. Okay. Where is my file? Too many files here. You know how it is. Okay. No mini rant to start with because it'll come later in the questions.
Okay.
I have a little bit of lemon. I put lemon in my mineral water along with Pellegrino and my Zevia. So I've got little lemon bits in there that end up on my lips, but I will overcome it.
Very good.
The library book we're talking about today is Total Body Reset for Women. And as Jenny said, if people would just read that book and listen to what I say and not go off on tangents, they would do well. What we're talking about today is mushroom magic in the blog, Hype or Reality. And what Ginny or maybe Savvy found is that women drive over 60% of the purchases for mushrooms, citing their potential to relieve stress, enhance cognitive performance. But my message today is mushrooms are medicinal. And are you taking mushrooms medicinally to treat something that could be an underlying magnesium or vitamin C deficiency or B vitamin deficiency? So that's, I like to give the conclusion. You can read the blog at drcarolyndean.com, but basically there's just so much talk about senility and brain function. Mm-hmm. So people they're interested in finding ways to improve their brain performance. There's so much stress, too much information and distraction. And we're all suffering from senior moments. And then, you search online for something about dementia or forgetfulness or what, you're just going to get pounded with ads for things like mushrooms. And it's the latest hack. It's, they say, oh, it's natural, it's plant-based, or, you know, what could go wrong? But yeah, they even market it, so they're adding it to your coffee, blending it in a smoothie. But there are the side effects. People say they're getting bloated, they're getting rashes, anxiety, allergic reactions, or no benefit at all. And mushrooms, they can kind of cross-react with yeast overgrowth. So some people who have yeast overgrowth may not do well on mushrooms. The most common one for the brain is lion's mane. We sell it at our farm store, and it has the appearance of the inner folds and twists of the brain. It's white, it's pure white, which is interesting. And it can come in just a clump like that. Now, when I looked up pictures of lion's mane itself, the mushroom, they have ones that have strings and it looks like a lion's mane. Ours are not. They look like a brain, and it can run $20 a pound, and a lot of people are asking for it. So as I said, it's medicinal, used in Chinese medicine for centuries. It's prescribed as a tonic to support digestion, boost your qi or life force, calm the mind, and reduce stress. So a word on medicinal. Medicines are used short term when you have a symptom that arises because you don't have your nutritional building blocks. That's where the angle that I'm coming from. In other words, you won't need mushrooms if you have enough REMAG, REMITE, pico potassium, pico silver, realine, D3K2, and omega-3 algae. So that's my conclusion. That's my bottom line. And I call this handful of formulas completement formulas because they complete the body. They are not add-on supplements. They say, and it's true, a lion's mane contains bioactive compounds. For some people, they may produce a temporary lift, but for many others, they can overstimulate systems that are already strained. You cannot stimulate a depleted nervous system into health. You can be sure that nervous system depletion stems from depleted minerals. So you're depleted. You don't have the minerals to make your, you know, the different hormones and neurotransmitters. You take something that further stimulates you. It's like coffee, and you get overstimulated and get more drained. You have more of a come down. A fall out of your high state. So this is where I see the modern wellness movement going astray, replacing pharmaceutical drugs with trendy natural stimulants while still attempting to override underlying deficiencies instead of correcting them. Also, mushrooms are bioaccumulators. They readily absorb and concentrate substances from soil, water, and air while they're growing. That means they can accumulate heavy metals such as arsenic, lead, cadmium, and mercury if grown in contaminated environments. We know our source of lion's mane is clean and pure, but there's no way of knowing the sources in the general marketplace. So, yeah, you can read this article at drcaroldean.com. I talk about the yeast overgrowth, and I don't know if I put it in the article. I'm always talking about the 86 billion brain neurons. Each neuron houses 2 million mitochondria, and each mitochondria runs umpteen Krebs cycles, making MGATP as the end energy product. That's what you need, is MGATP. Brain fog can be yeast overgrowth, which, as I said, mushrooms can cross-react. Brain fog can be magnesium deficiency. So basically, take your REMAG, your REMITE, your Realign, and maybe don't worry about the $20 a pound lion's mane until you get saturated with our minerals. And back to Ginny.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Carolyn, for covering that topic. It's such great information for people. And Donna's already asking, you know, can I take these with my blood pressure medicine? Well, they're natural stimulants, and we can't tell you to take them with your blood pressure medicine. That's not what we're here to talk about. You've got to ask your physician about that. But what we are saying is if you have sufficient REMAG, you may not even need those. Now, that is an FDA-approved claim. The FDA will actually allow us to talk about REMAG as a blood pressure treatment. And it is very powerful blood pressure treatment. So, you know, think about that. But I think what you said, Carolyn, is so important. And, you know, the other thing is they have these funny mushroom coffees. I don't know if you've ever seen those. Mm-hmm. But people who want to get off caffeine go to mushrooms because they've got all the zit zit in them. And so my chiropractor actually encouraged me to try it, told me how great it was going to be. And I tried it the very first day. I got such an anxiety panic attack. The overload of stimulants that are in that kind of stuff. I mean, you really have to be careful. It's just not necessary. Of course, I took it back to him the next day and I said, no, thank you.
Right. Now, let me go back to the question that was asked. Was she asking if she can take our REMAG and REMITE and picopotassium with her blood pressure medication?
No, can she take mushrooms?
Well, we're saying don't take mushrooms.
We're saying don't take them at all.
Yeah.
Right. They're not necessary. They're not.
You can cut them up and put them, you know, in a meal. But yeah. It's just promotion. It's product promotion to say you need this every day. Seriously, these are medicinal. And Ginny experienced, you know, too much when you're already balanced with your minerals and vitamins that you're taking in our formulas. You don't need anything else. You really don't. And yeah. And when you take it, yes, it can put you over the edge. You're already flying. I don't know. I mean, it is interesting to think that you had that reaction to it. Was there caffeine also in the formula?
It's mushroom coffee, and it's supposed to be some kind of an alternative. But I think you're right. I was already flying. I mean, I have my REMAG, my REMITE, and all my minerals first thing in the morning. And so, you know, here I am. I've got that. And then I've got this mushroom thing. And it just went, zhoop, yeah. You know, out of, you know, just it was incredible.
Okay, let's look at it this way. When you're on the right path and you, deflect or divert and you take something else, your body will let you know very quickly that it's not for you.
Yeah, that was very quick, very fast.
I don't want to say mushrooms are so bad that they cause anxiety attacks, but it is telling Ginny that don't do this.
Yes.
Definitely
told me no bueno. Yeah. And I think what you said is so important and it bears repeating. And that is that our products are RDA, recommended daily allowance. Mm-hmm. When you look at a lot of these other supplements, you look at the nutrition panel and look where it says RDA and there's a little dash there because mm-hmm. there is no RDA. There is no RDA for mushrooms. How could there be? It's not a biologically required product.
All right. It reminds me of years ago when Kava started being popular. I decided to try that out and I had an anxiety attack. Yeah. You know, I had to stand against a wall and just hold on until it passed. So is being promoted to people for an energy push. So we're suffering from magnesium deficiency and we aren't making our MGATP. So we have to take magnesium and the best magnesium is going to be REMAG because it's fully absorbed.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Very good. All right. Somebody here on the chat line is asking, how long does it take to see if your products are working? How much till How much till I wait and see? Okay, so basically, Carolyn, how long does it take for Remake to work?
We have people who will say immediately, overnight, best sleep, no anxiety. You remember our dear friend Lisa, who lived here for a while. She couldn't get on an airplane to go to Shanghai or something. She couldn't face an airplane. She took one dose of Remag and her anxiety just dropped. So this is where you read some of the testimonials on Amazon or on our website, and you get a sense of what other people are going through. And you look at what's going on in your life. You look at what are the things you're taking. I'll be going over a question and testimonial later on about how you look at all the supplements you're taking and go to supco.com and you see their trust score. And then you look at the ingredient list and see, oh my gosh, look at all these things that could be detrimental to me. And I'm thinking I'm taking this wonderfully marketed supplement. So anyway, those are things that you look at.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, we're off to a roaring start. Let's keep going, Carolyn. What else you got?
Okay. We did the blog. So yes, questions and answers. Here's a review of our longevity bundle. Now we're going to be talking a lot about longevity because that's what our Maui Reset pilot study is about, to see how much longer people are going to live if they're taking our products, because they can look at that now in terms of your methylation binding sites. As we age, we lose methylation binding sites. But when you take especially our formulas, you will gain binding sites. But look at what Suzanne says here. I've been taking the majority of Dr. Dean's products for over 1 year now. I can't say enough good about them. I recently had a full blood draw and they included my biological age. I was 17 years younger. So they knew her chronological age and then 17 years younger. I attribute this to taking these products. I slowly and gradually introduced each of them and then the dose. I have had so many improvements in so many areas. I can't thank you enough. So this testimonial is an example of what we're looking at with our Maui Reset pilot study, how much our formulas increase longevity. And aging and longevity, it's everywhere. It's us baby boomers in our 70s now, they're getting desperate. So my little buddy, Nick Norwich, MD, PhD podcaster, who I quote a lot, wrote in a Substack, aging is an explosion. Can we stop it? So, big clickbait headline. So he begins by saying, picture the structural matrix that holds your body together. The scaffolding beneath your skin is made of collagen, elastin, and other proteins. This is called the extracellular matrix. And he's saying that's what falls apart or even explodes. So what do we know? Collagen is breaking down because we don't take enough vitamin C. Elastin is breaking down because we need magnesium. And protein has over 3,751 binding sites for magnesium. Protein must have magnesium. So he didn't mention any of that. He didn't mention telomeres, which are the endpoints of our chromosomes. And as we age, supposedly they chip away. And he didn't mention that telomeres which magnesium keeps intact. Telomere shortening is an indication of aging. He didn't mention NRF2, which is a transcription factor that plays a crucial role in regulating the expression of antioxidant proteins and detoxifying enzymes. NRF2 activation is magnesium dependent in multiple steps. So I did a thing on sulforaphane, the broccoli sprout stuff that, you have to get your sulforaphane. Here's a $50 bottle of sulforaphane powder to activate your NRF2. Take Remag. And magnesium is also a cofactor for glutathione synthesis. Glutathione is our most famous antioxidant necessary for ATP production. That's magnesium. Magnesium runs 800 enzyme processes, 80% of known metabolic functions. So the aging discussion is not going to mention any of that. So to keep aging from exploding, are you all taking 2 teaspoons of Remag a day? So then I found a podcast that Nick did called The Aging Hormone That Accelerates Heart Disease. So in this one, he brought in the gut microbiome. That's the latest hot focus of nutrition research, the microbiome. So Nick was talking about a recent study saying that older people have a different set of bacteria, and they don't even know how many species of bacteria we have. It's anywhere from 30 to 3,000, but they're saying Clostridia is dominant in the older population. Then the scientists measured a waste product of Clostridia called phenylacetic acid. Clostridia produces that, and they say that's what is responsible for damaging the endothelial that lines blood vessels. So this chemical also damages mitochondria, increasing oxidative stress and increasing reactive oxidative species, causing death of endothelial cells. Okay, so they're digging down. They're just digging a huge hole to try to figure out, well, what chemical is responsible and what can we do? So with age, they're saying microbes in the gut make more of this phenylacetic acid that signals the cells and blood vessels to age and decay. So I hear a Clostridia. What did I do about Clostridia many years ago? Because Clostridia can be a dangerous gut bacteria in someone with compromised immune system and with yeast overgrowth, I put Saccharomyces boulardii in our Flora Revive formula because it safely neutralizes Clostridia, as proven in studies on children with Clostridia diarrhea. So our customers, all you all who take Flora Revive, you're just naturally supporting your gut microbiome and keeping Clostridia in check and not allowing production of this phenylacetic acid that damages the endothelium. And the collagen produced with the help of vitamin C supports the endothelium. Magnesium relaxes blood vessels and helps produce elastin and nitric oxide. Nitric oxide dilates blood vessels. So what do you do about it? There's no drug for this. But Nick, to his credit, mentions apple cider vinegar. He says chlorogenic acid in coffee. He does mention vitamin C, and intermittent fasting can help reduce phenylacetic acid. He doesn't mention magnesium or high dose vitamin C. So basically, you can add this information about our Flora Revive to the ongoing series that our formulas are incredible multitaskers. They cover everything. No matter how hard these nutrition researchers go into the minutiae of all the enzymes and transcription factors NRF2, what is that? It always comes out that magnesium and our other nutrients are involved. So the message is to just keep taking our stabilized ion, mineral ions, our realign with methylated Bs and the taurine and methionine, our food-based vitamins and omega-3 algae, and you have everything covered. So there's more testimonials, et cetera, but let's go and see. Ginny, did your jaw drop with that?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, just fantastic. And it's so appropriate that our products are multitaskers because Carolyn is a multitasker. So she created it all in her image. And it's perfect that it gets so much done and it doesn't mess around and waste any time. It just gets right to the point, just like Dr. Dean. So that's fantastic.
Get her done. That's our motto.
That's right. Now, Dory's here with us on Facebook. Hello, Dory. I think she's new to the show. And she said, I have been on your products for 2 years and I love them. So thank you, Dory, for joining us. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Any questions or will I continue on?
Well, Diana Orlando was asking if she can exceed the label dosing on Pico Silver. She takes 3 teaspoons as a tablespoon and wanted to know if she could take that 3 times a day. So I told her real quick, no.
No, we don't want to go that high. I mean, if you're taking 9 teaspoons a day, and the body could it get used to it? We don't know. We don't have a study. And then heaven forbid you, if you're taking it and you're healthy, et cetera, and something comes along, what are you going to do? Go up to 2 ounces a day? No, don't overdo things like that. Yeah. If you're taking all our formulas, which I know you are, then your body is at a nice copacetic point. I take 2 teaspoons of Pico Silver a day so that heaven forbid, if something comes at me, I can increase to the 6 a day. I try to keep it at maximum 6 teaspoons a day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, very good. Okay.
A review on Pico Pets for Remag. Jeff says, this is the most effective dog supplement we've tried, exclamation. The only one that has helped my 12-year-old dog move around more and have better use of his legs. He seems to have gotten more youthful after regular use. Awesome. Another Pico Pets on Pico Silver. Jimmy says, my dog has no more skin problems since we've been giving her Pico Silver. Again, Pico Pets. Helped my cat relax more. Must be a ginger cat, right, Ginny? She was also having muscle spasms, which are no longer happening. Great product and great value. And here's a question that came in last minute. Someone saying, what supplements can I take for high sodium? I have high blood pressure and my legs started getting swollen. So I don't know any facts other than these few words in the question. Presumably, this person had a high sodium on an electrolyte blood test, or maybe the doctor just said, well, with high blood pressure and edema, the swelling of the legs, you must have too much sodium. So I don't know what's going on. So I'll just give you some information because it's a good question. Edema or swollen ankles and legs implies a lack of minerals in general. When minerals get inside the cells, like our stabilized mineral ions do, they pull water in after them. So then the cells are hydrated. But if you don't have enough minerals, the water collects in tissues. It's not going into the cells. So in order to hydrate your cells and keep the water out of your ankles and even your fingers, you have to have minerals. And as for high blood pressure, that can be lack of magnesium and potassium itself. And then magnesium is involved in the sodium-potassium pump. So this is where if you're taking magnesium and potassium, you won't have that excess of sodium. So magnesium is involved in the sodium potassium pump, which actively moves sodium out of the cell and potassium into the cell, maintaining the necessary concentration for cellular function. And potassium itself helps relax blood vessel walls. It helps excrete excess sodium through the urine and stabilizes electrical activity in the heart. So both minerals work together to maintain a healthy balance of sodium in the body. But yeah, it's most likely the doctor just said, well, you got to stop sodium. That's what they say to everybody. They put people on a low sodium diet, dehydrate the heck out of them, tell them not to drink too much water. And the solution is actually to take more minerals. This next one, it's from actually someone I met here in Maui. She says, I'm writing from Switzerland, where I'm now living with my daughter. You helped me with my panic attacks when I was in Maui. I've talked to a lot of my friends about your magnesium. They're so happy. Your magnesium is life-saving for them. So then she says, I'm on 3 high blood pressure drugs and they're not working anymore. Oh my gosh, poor woman. And I'm getting sick from the medication. I'd be happy if you could give me a suggestion for another high blood pressure medication. No, I mean, I don't do that. What of course I would say is this is the need for 2.5, maybe 3 teaspoons of Remag and a couple of teaspoons of Pico potassium. That's what I would be taking, because the drugs that they're giving her, there's a calcium channel blocker, an angiotensin receptor blocker. They're block, block, block. They're not relaxing the blood vessels. And I've talked about that a few times already today with these questions. So that's what I would say. The next one, it's a bit long. This is Rosemary from last week's questions. And she says, first, I want to say how humbled I was to hear Dr. Humbled in my, don't humble yourself to me. I honor everyone in their place of power as equals in our quest to be, get this, happy, holy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's my focus. But thank you, Rosemary. So she did indicate her diet and said she was having restructure powder every day, which I recommend everyone do for its vast benefits. I take mine every day. She also said she's very sensitive to any supplement she takes, but she's safely taking our formulas. So what else? She said she listed her supplements, which are mostly ours. And then she says she adds a scoop of Ultima Replenisher Electrolyte Powder, which contains potassium and which costs $75. So there's a lot going on with this product. For one thing, when you look at SupCo, you will find that the trust score for this product is 6.5 to 6.6. That's not good enough. Our product trust scores are all above 9. Remag is 9.7. So for a sensitive person, you cannot afford to take any products that are not high quality. And I looked at the ingredients. It's what I call the kitchen sink list. And I think that's the reason it's not high quality. Citric acid is the first ingredient. The first ingredient, and that's acidic, and it irritates a lot of people. Next is magnesium citrate. There's natural grape flavor with other natural flavors. That's what it says. Say natural says nothing about the quality. Doesn't say organic, just natural. Doesn't mean a thing. Then there's potassium phosphate, tartaric acid. I don't know why that's in there. Potassium aspartate. Now, aspartame is a neurotoxic amino acid that's used in NutraSweet. So that is not good for your brain. There's a color blend. Have no idea what that means. There's salt. It's not sea salt, but sodium chloride. There are three different calciums. And I don't, what happens? I mean, they do this a lot with sugars. They'll divide them up with different names so that it doesn't look like there's a lot of it, because the ingredients in a formula go by the amounts. So the three different calciums means that that calcium is probably higher than most of the other ingredients. And for someone with, well, we'll get to it. There's a problem of calcification that rosemary has. Then the sweetener is stevia. There's a zinc citrate and a manganese citrate. None of these minerals are stabilized ions. And like I said, why the three calciums? And so please, rosemary, anybody else, check whatever you're adding to our formulas on Supcomb. Be careful what you're taking. Look what Ginny says. Ginny's on the formulas. She takes something outside that's too stimulating. Rosemary's, she's on several of our formulas. She's taking this Altima and taking a neurotoxin and all the list of the citric acid. Who knows what they're doing to her? So we're often saying to people, please stop taking this or that and see if you feel better. So, but then there's an interesting story that Rosemary continues with. She said, I want to thank Dr. Dean for so many things, especially talking about calcification in soft tissues. Dr. Dean specifically mentioned DCIS, that's ductal carcinoma in situ, which Rosemary was diagnosed with in 2024. So I'm saying DCIS is a pre-cancer diagnosis. It's not cancer, but they give it that horrible name, pre-cancer, because it's calcification. Calcification can be part of a cancer tumor, but calcification on its own is not cancer. But then on mammograms and biopsies, and focusing your attention on this, it's very scary when they say, oh, you have this potential for cancer. Let's do biopsies. Let's do mammograms every couple of months. And they can actually, I don't know, I shouldn't say create cancer, but the fear can change cellular structure. Let me say that. But at the same time, I would never tell a woman to not follow through with their doctors. Rosemary continues, Dr. Dean also mentioned Total Biology and German New Medicine. Of course, I began to dive in and found a 45-minute video on a German New Medicine website explaining the connection to a separation conflict. And this was exactly the validation I needed. Then Rosemary described separation from a family member that was followed by chest pain and then a diagnosis of DCIS. And then a biopsy on the first year anniversary. So she lived a year with the conflict of the separation. And after a year, she went in and was diagnosed on mammogram with this DCIS, and she got a biopsy. Because there were micro calcifications on my mammogram, I eventually had removal of more tissue, 5 radiation treatments. Even so, the cancer was 0 stage. She didn't have cancer. German New Medicine confirmed my intuition of this event. Thank you, Dr. Dean, and God bless you. I continue to learn about German New Medicine and Danny Carroll. So it's, I think, danny-carroll.com. He's got some wonderful information about German New Medicine, and he's doing consultations now. And Rosemary says, your acknowledgement of DCIS was life-changing for me. Every March, I have to go for a diagnostic mammogram for the next 5 years. My anxiety about this is through the roof. I start worrying in February. I think this is the reason my blood pressure goes crazy. Yes, that's what she talked about last week. I continue to try to keep myself calm with my REMAG and mineral routine. I learned that from you. I learned from you that I'm depleting my magnesium stores from so much stress. With my deepest gratitude for all that Dr. Dean offers, shares, and cares about, Rosemary. So, over to you, Ginny. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Yes, it is absolutely awesome. And it is an example of what happens all the time and has been happening since 2012 on this podcast or our two-hour radio show when we used to do it behind the curtain, so to speak. Dr. Dean's just incredibly intuitive. She's got great insights. She understands the dynamic of the body, and she understands how the mind works and the intersections of conflict. And so it is fantastic. And we're just so happy for our folks like Rosemary who stay the course and also who give us this kind of feedback because it lets us know we're on the right track for a lot of people. And we want you to share.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I love to kind of dissect a person's comments because everybody can learn from it. I learn from it. Ginny learns from it. Everybody learns.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that Danny Carroll's doing consults. Again, Danny Carroll and Melody Rose will put up the link, but it's Danny-Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. And you'll just want to look them up online if you have any interest in total biology, which is the conflict basis of disease. There are lots of popular speakers right now talking about Gilbor Maté. Carolyn is very busy talking about body and trauma. There's another book, When the Body Says No. This guy's very busy. There's a lot of truth to this. So you'll want to dig in and see what you can discover about your own health in that regard. Yeah.
I know Gilbor Maté, he just freaks me out a bit because he looks so depressed.
He does, doesn't he? His story is fascinating. Uh-huh. Absolutely fascinating. And I enjoy listening to him every once in a while. I'll peek in on him, but I do agree he looks very discouraged. But he's actually a very peaceful man, I think, maybe.
Right. Yeah. And anything you do about in counseling, etc., take your formulas.
Yes.
Magnesium especially can take it down a level so that you can enjoy life and learn about your conflict. So yes.
Yeah.
You work together.
Yeah. Very good. Super Dougie says it's all death by modern medicine. There you go. There's a blanket statement from Super Dougie.
Yeah. Yeah, that refers to a book I wrote in 2005. Those were my discouraging years, 2004, 5, and 6. So I wrote that book, got it off my chest. Everything else is very positive.
There you go. Now, Savvy's saying, Dr. Dean's on fire tonight. All this great information. Here's a question for you, Carolyn. How will we know when we should add or if we should add potassium into our routine? I already take REMAG and REMITE.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have potassium, picopotassium on our store site for a long while because we kept telling people to take your potassium in the diet. Because the supplements on the market, the FDA years ago, because some drug company made a time-release potassium that opened up in the small intestine and burnt people's small intestines. So they blame potassium for that. They didn't blame the drug company. And the FDA said, you cannot have a dietary supplement more than 99 milligrams of potassium. Potassium RDA is 4,700 milligrams. It's a ton. And what we told people, I don't know if we had the chronometer back then, but we said, look up your diet and see how much potassium you're getting. take potato peels and take celery and take all these vegetables and cook them up and then drink that broth. That's a high potassium broth. We were just trying to work it. We were just going crazy. And finally, when the high protein diet started, the keto and paleo, and then carnivore, people weren't eating any potassium rich foods. They just weren't. Yeah. So that's when we made Pico Potassium. And what we did, instead of making a teaspoon be the dose, we make a quarter teaspoon be the dose of 99 milligrams. So if you take one or two teaspoons, you're getting the two teaspoons, you're getting 400 milligrams of really 800 milligrams of really high absorbed potassium. And we had a bingo point. Julie told me that changed everything for her. So yeah, potassium, what we say about that is you think all your symptoms are magnesium deficiency, or we tell you to look at your symptoms, see if it looks like magnesium deficiency. But if 2.5-3 teaspoons of REMAG don't seem to work for all your symptoms, you really have to look at potassium. It's kind of like that. But most of us who are on most of the formulas, I take 2 teaspoons of potassium a day because I had the heart palpitations. So that it's kind of iffy, but taking 800 milligrams, 2 teaspoons of our potassium is nowhere near the RDA of 4,700. So you're not going to get overdosed on it. What do you say, Jenny? Help me.
I think that's great. And with all of our formulas, you start at the lowest dose and you titrate up and you just see how you feel. But it's a very small investment. Pico Potassium is very affordable for you to be able to just start to work it into your routine, you know, and just see what kind of additional benefit you get. Because a lot of times they're surprising, right? It's just like, wow, I didn't know my body would do that. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Have fun with it. Have fun with it.
Yeah. And all our formulas are like that. There's a real purpose for every formula. And we don't know how it will hit each individual. Everybody has their own layer of problems and symptoms and conditions. And we're just saying, tank yourself up with all our formulas and see what's left over. What's left over, then you can go and get the high price diagnostics. But why waste your time and effort if what we're saying, as it's true, that 80% of no metabolic functions require magnesium. So why wouldn't you top up with magnesium first?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, perfect. Carolyn, have we got to the articles yet?
We are getting to the articles right now. Rachel will put up phase 3 study to evaluate the efficiency and safety of whatever this is called, Abilicium, in high-risk patients with atrial fibrillation. So, of course, atrial fibrillation, one of my favorite topics. I wrote a book on AFib, or heart health, actually. So these crazy people, they're they're saying, give me your patients for this study, because we want to see if we can inject someone with a biologic, the words I have here, evaluate the effect of this drug relative to placebo on the rate of ischemic stroke or embolism in patients with atrial fibrillation who've been deemed by their responsible physicians or by their own decision to be unsuitable for oral coagulation, anticoagulation therapy. So it's just frustrating when we know, and as Ginny said earlier, magnesium is actually given the okay sign by the FDA for high blood pressure, not for AFib, but for heart disease, magnesium is so important. So these folks will just keep going on and on with these drugs. And I'm pretty sure, I didn't make a note of it, but I'm pretty sure that this drug is a biologic. And it's going to bug me if I don't find out. It's a novel biologic drug developed by blah, 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 targeting factor 11 in the coagulation pathway, aims to reduce thrombosis. So a biologic being an injectable, it's in you. You cannot get rid of it. Anyway, I don't have any more to say about it. I'm just really critical of them leaping into the abyss with these injectable drugs before they even look at magnesium and potassium and all the rest of it. And if they do look at these drugs, I'll have to see what the latest on AFib studies and magnesium is. They don't use our REMAG, that's for sure. They use very low potency nutrients when they do nutrient studies. I'm finding that out, writing my book on the tarnished gold standard of nutrition science. I mean, it is crazy, the nutrition field. Next study for Rachel, Breaking Big Food, How Small Independent Farmers Help Keep America Healthy. So this is a documentary exposing America's food system prioritizing corporate profits over consumer health, contributing to widespread obesity, autoimmune disease, and other chronic conditions. This report is coming from a website of a businessman who had a cancer diagnosis. He scrutinized his food choices, and it inspired him to build a supplement business. So actually, this company, way back in the beginning of my company, was so impressed with REMAG, they wanted to private label it, or at least be able to sell it. But they said I had to double the price so they could make a big profit. And so I could make a big profit too, but that wasn't my mission. I wanted to make REMAG affordable so everyone could benefit. So anyway, small local farmers, which is what I work with in Maui, I put all my resources into this farm. Small local organic farmers offer healthier alternatives to industrialized food. Our farm, which is now 60 acres and growing, is faced with the same strangling regulation that a 1,000-acre farm faces, but farms like ours can't get bank loans or grants. The biggest grants in the USDA pipeline are for genetically engineered monocrops. So I know the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, maybe the U.S. Department of Agriculture is interested in organic farming, but we're not feeling it. It's all individual people taking it in their own hands and doing something about it. The next study is Low Cholesterol Won't Save You. Measure This Instead. So this is my buddy Nick Norwich again in his podcast. He's talking about LDL, the single biomarker dilemma. So they're all coming to the conclusion that, well, gosh, LDL really isn't causing heart disease. What are we going to do? So instead of looking at the whole Linus Pauling work and high-dose vitamin C, he's telling people to get their C-reactive protein, their hemoglobin A1C, their insulin tested, their triglycerides, their HDL cholesterol, their waist-hip ratio. Nothing about magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D, omega-3 as factors in managing heart disease, because it's becoming very obvious that cholesterol is not the bad guy in heart disease. Okay, then the next one. Yeah, we're running through these. I think people who come to the show, they know what I'm doing. I'm giving you just the flavor of what's going on in medical science, nutrition science, so that you won't be caught unawares and see a headline and think it's real. This next study is quad pill strategy gains ground in hypertension. This polypharmacy, polypill business has been around for ages. I think a couple of weeks ago I talked about another study. Basically, I was trained in the mid-1970s when we were told to use as few drugs as possible for as short a time as possible. Now these clowns want to give a 4-drug pill to people with high blood pressure as early as possible in their hypertension career. They talk about several new antihypertensive agents that are reshaping therapeutic strategies. Now this one, Baxdrostat, is the first selective aldosterone synthase inhibitor. So I asked myself, what does magnesium do for aldosterone? It just so happens that magnesium stimulates renin release through the elevation of prostaglandins and suppresses aldosterone production through the intracellular calcium mobilization pathway. Anyway, magnesium is a natural aldosterone inhibitor. See what I mean? Then there's aprocitentan, a dual endothelial receptor antagonist. Endothelium, the lining of blood vessels. What does magnesium do for endothelium, which is the inner lining of blood vessels? It does a lot. It relaxes the vascular tone of the endothelium, which lowers blood pressure. It modulates endothelial nitric oxide synthase activity, which is essential for the production of nitric oxide, the molecule that relaxes blood vessels. And a sidebar on nitric oxide, it's another hot product right now, but when you look at a nitric oxide supplement, the ingredients usually include magnesium as the biggest component because it's essential for the production of nitric oxide. And magnesium influences the release of prostacyclin, a vasodilator that helps relax blood vessels. So what are these people doing? They say they're paving the way for a new drug combination and a more personalized approach to blood pressure control. Seriously, this is not a personalized approach to give everybody this quad pill. They're used to drugs not working and having to add them one at a time with each visit. And what I've said in my rant about high blood pressure is each drug will deplete the body of more magnesium and make the blood pressure worse, so they give another drug. So instead of having to do the 4 visits to get the 4 drugs, they're saying just give it on the first visit. They want to skip those all those other steps, to ensure compliance. And it'll turn out the people on all this medication may suppress their blood pressure. The doctor's happy, but the side effects will catch up. And then about cholesterol, the statins will slam down your cholesterol, but it doesn't save lives. Statins don't make you live any longer. All it does is give doctors good numbers. Meanwhile, you don't have enough cholesterol to make hormones, to make the fatty membranes for your brain neurons, which means you develop dementia. Anyway, this article ends by them patting themselves on the back. They say these emerging combinations reflect a shift toward precision medicine in the management of hypertension. Lord, suffering cats, there's nothing precise about giving all your patients the very same pill containing 4 drugs. And And yeah, we might go over a minute, but let me finish up here. This is a next study, no benefit for magnesium sulfate in periviable deliveries. And basically, even though we know magnesium is so important to prevent eclampsia and preeclampsia, they're using magnesium in this study like a drug. Wait for the crisis to happen and let's try some magnesium. Obstetricians or family doctors should be telling their women to take magnesium throughout the pregnancy to prevent these problems. And I'll leave it there, Ginny, and give us a minute to check out.
That's great. Robin absolutely loves the rundown, as do many of our other viewers. I mean, it's fantastic. Like you said, Carolyn, have the common sense approach. Read between the lines, understanding how they're trying to direct health policy and health performance in this country, and take your own matters into your own hands and be your own physician. Right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly right. Now, all the products that we talked about today are at rnareset.com. Please go and visit and also check out our blog session. There are some new blog entries there at RNA Reset, information that you may not have encountered before, so you want to check those out. Of course, Dr. Carolyn Dean's website is loaded to the brim with everything you could imagine. All of her books, which are fantastic, all of her courses, all of her podcasts, all of her blogs. I mean, you simply need to have that as a resource. But honestly, when people are talking to you, your friends, your male associates at work, people are confiding in you that they have a health concern, send them to Carolyn's website and just say, this is a place that you would want to start as a resource for your journey to health recovery or health prevention or longevity. And also, same goes for our pets, picopets.com. And it's so fun to hear the reviews coming in because people love their animals. And boy, I'll tell you what, we know we're going to outlive them and we really don't want to. So we're going to keep them along as long as we can. And Pico Pets is absolutely the way to go. So please check that out as well. And of course, we've talked about SEPCO several times during the show. Again, very important information. So thank you for being with us. Thank you, Savvy. Thank you, Melody Rose, who is here on Monday night. She's also Carolyn's editor. She does so many wonderful things behind the scenes. Hardly ever gets enough recognition, especially from me. But we're sending her special hearts tonight. And thank you, everybody, for making our podcast possible. And, of course, everything that we do is because of you. So thank you again. And yay.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future.
Bye, everybody.
Aloha.
Become a member of drcarolyndean.com. and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.